So the Springboks take on Georgia in the final match of this current block of international matches tomorrow in Mbombela. There's a lot to play for the Springboks, because this is the final chance to impress ahead of the Rugby Championship. Rassie Erasmus will be cutting his squad for the Rugby Championship. Kwagga Smith is one of the players that will definitely be in that squad for the Rugby Champs because of his incredible versatility. And he says that it's important to make sure that he does his prep across all positions.
As players that's filling more than one role, more than one position, filling three positions in a game, it's not almost in that week where you get the preparation, it's almost in the camps, when we have camps before we start going into test weeks, where you get that preparation. And that's really important, because when you go into test week, you want to focus on your main position. Say if it's, for me, instance, it's maybe 6 and 8 or whatever, I want to focus on that. But then I've done the work to maybe cover wing in the camp. So then you have that background and...
Well, the match in Mbombela kicks off at 10 past 5 tomorrow. Moving to some football action coming up tonight and tomorrow evening. It is women's AFCON quarterfinals time. Banyana Banyana face Senegal tomorrow night in Morocco. Desiree Ellis's team is hoping to repeat their 2022 title. The win tomorrow will be a massive step towards that. The other quarterfinals, the two coming up this evening, Nigeria take on Zambia, and Morocco, the hosts, face Mali tomorrow. It's Banyana Banyana up against Senegal, and Algeria facing Ghana. And then finally, in some golf from round 2 of the Open Championship at Royal Portrush, American and 2023 champion Brian Harman had a fantastic day. He shot 65, which was 6 under the round of the day so far, to move into a one-shot lead on 8 under par. He is in the clubhouse, although he is just one shot ahead of Haitong Li from China, who is currently 3 under par through 9 holes today to sit at 7 under. Matthew Fitzpatrick, one of the overnight leaders, is 2 under for the day. He's played 4 holes. He's 6 under par. Rasmus Højgaard is a shot back there, as well as Tyrrell Hatton. The best place South African, Christian Bezuidenhout, went backwards a little bit today, shot 2 over par. He is currently 2 under through his 2 rounds. Rory McIlroy is 2 under for the day, currently sitting at 3 under. So pretty good day there for McIlroy. That's all for this hour, though. For the East Coast Radio Sport team, I'm Nick Tatham.